let's talk first game. Mm-hmm. Good job by Michelle in the circle. Mm-hmm. Came up with some timely hits when you needed to in a pitcher's duel.
Yes, Michelle did a great job finishing that game. I think that's been one thing for our entire pitching staff has been, what are we doing in innings 6 and 7? And for her to continue to build strength and find ways to keep the lead that she had been given was huge. Our defense played really, really well behind her. She gave them balls that they could handle, and then they converted them into outs. What was your first part of the question?
Well, and then we came up with a couple of timely hits when you had runners in scoring position.
Yeah. Well, that's the name of the game. I mean, if you get up there, you can put... I'll use UTA in the second game as an example. 5 hits through the first couple innings, but it was one an inning. It was only one an inning. Well, you can manage quite a bit of that, defensively if you can keep them from stringing them together. So yes, that was huge to get leadoffs on. Sometimes it was a hit, sometimes it was a walk. We were 2 for 2 or 3 for 3 in our sacrifice bunts, which is huge. We don't always use that method, but when we do, we need to be able to count on it. And so that was good. That was what you got to have to win games.
Well, and then, I mean, it's probably good to be in the same scenario we were in Tuesday night. You're up 2-1, going to the last inning, what you thought was the last inning. Mm-hmm. They get the leadoff batter on again, but the whole team, it wasn't just Michelle, I mean, the whole team was able to make plays and close it out.
Yes, I think we needed to practice this last week, and it was huge that we did, and we came in here so much more confident defensively because we had got to work on some of these things that we hadn't been executing prior to today. So it was good to see them believe in the work that they had done earlier this week, because this is going to be the schedule that we're going to be on. We're going to be able to get 2-3 practices in a week, and I know that we're a better defensive team than what we have shown at times, and that's really frustrating when we have pitchers that aren't going to strike out a ton, but they're going to give our defense balls that they can handle.
And then in the second game, it was weird because, you know, first couple innings, they got the base runners, weren't able to push them across, and then all of a sudden, you score a couple in the third, you score, and it's just contagious.
Sure. And that's what we talked to them about at the end of the first game, was so much of offense, for our offense, our team's success offensively, is that they do kind of catch each other's fire and go. And that's what killed us in the game number one. We started there, and then in later innings, we'd start to get the ball rolling, and somebody would just have a real poor approach and do something kind of silly and didn't make a whole lot of sense. So I thought they did a better job of making an adjustment to where the pitcher and the umpire were at, and found a way to get production, found a way to produce. There we go.
And then Erin Kipp, I mean, probably her best pitching performance. Forget about what she did hitting, her best pitching performance.
I'm going to talk to her because I haven't talked to her yet, but I mean, it started with even a different look on her face and her demeanor out there. And in the past, I think she's let hits affect the next pitch. And today I told her, I said, even with that leadoff single in the air and the runner on 2, she came right back throwing strikes and challenged the very next batter. And I think when you've got the confidence of that defense playing behind you, that makes a world of difference. And where you're like, hey, I don't have to do it all by myself. Let's get a couple ground balls to the left side, keep the runner at 2, and then, you know, find a way to get that third out. So, yeah, I was very proud of her. Pitch count was low. She stayed ahead in the count. All those things, again, that make her and any pitcher successful.
And then you mentioned Michelle or defensively briefly, but she has struggled, and she made some really nice plays defensively at short in that second game.
She did, and we're so used to seeing Michelle make those plays. So it's great to see her be back in that right frame of mind and have confidence in herself. And, again, she was one of the main ones that really benefited both of all 3 of our shortstops. Looked so much better after those 3 days of practice than where we had been. And so it was, again, great to see him take from what we had done in practice and see the carryover in the game, because we're going to need her there.